Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 362, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Was it nice to have a week off?
Look, it was a little bit, but then I got a bit of FOMO.
Oh,
I'll be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. But, hey.
Yeah.
But we've been organising
some
recordings for some end of year extravaganzas.
Oh, golly moly. I better start working on my accents.
That's right. I've got to finish the actual script.
Okay.
We have quite a few people over the years that we have gotten for those.
Yeah.
The quiz and also the Watchersville Christmas play.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really be happy for most people to come back. Most people. But there was one standout last year.
I know exactly who you're talking about. It's Alison.
It's Alison.
Yeah, Alison was.
She didn't. I mean, the rule of the play is you don't read the script until it's your turn to say those lines.
It's literally handed to us. And it sounds terrible for me to say it was so unexpected that she was amazing, which sounds awful. Because
she was. Of course she was.
She was next level.
It was just level. It was
amazing.
It was as if those words were coming out of her brain. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
It was incredible. So we had to do a little bit of juggling. There were a few of us involved who had to we changed the dates.
Yeah, the recording dates.
So that she could make an appearance.
Look, I actually think the pressure's on you to write a script that lives up to Alison's talent.
I know. We'll just let it be. But I think I said last week the quiz is written. The quiz is ready to go. Also,
it's not Christmas related. It's end of year.
Oh, it's end of year because it's actually that week between Christmas and New Year that
comes
out.
Yeah,
so
good.
It can't be Christmas related.
Because there's only so many Christmas quizzes you can do.
Yeah. No, this is a nice mix of stuff.
You want a little bit of old, a little bit new,
yeah,
a little bit totally random.
Yes, very random. You got to throw those in.
Niche for the people who are answering.
And everybody
then
hope
else
that you've
is
got
like,
them in
what?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've got the questions in the right order,
yeah.
Like the right alternating
mm-hmm.
order. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good fun. I've got a quiz, right? And then I've had to bank it for next week because you've got a quiz.
I've got a quiz for you.
So fun.
I am turning the tables.
Finally.
Yeah.
I feel like either in the recordings or after the recordings you go, oh, I was going to do one this week and then whatever happened,
well,
I didn't.
I'll be honest, I have the thought and that's it. Once I've had the thought, I don't think about it again. I don't follow through.
Dinner is chicken kebabs with a salad.
Oh, that's delicious.
It hits the spot. So you have the idea. Is the idea simply to do the quiz or have you got an idea?
No.
Okay.
It's often a theme or
cool.
Like, oh,
fun.
I should quiz Leah on this sort
yes.
of stuff.
I find, because it hasn't happened often, right?
Mm-mm.
But I find that I'm pretty rubbish.
Yeah. I mean, you're not at my level.
Obviously, because you've had lots of training now and I've only done it a few times and I feel like I'll do the thing where I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the lady, you know, with the eyes.
You do underestimate yourself because you're pretty knowledgeable in random stuff.
I do like random things.
You know what
That's
your problem is,
radio.
Though?
What?
You don't panic.
Yeah, it's not entertaining mm-hmm. enough. I just try and talk my way through. Like
yeah.
I talk out loud whilst I'm thinking.
Yeah. You got to stop that.
I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. Well done.
Should we get into some news?
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
It wasn't harmonising. It was the same note, but it sounded good. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
That sounded really nice. Are you ready? Like, I just feel like you've got.
No, okay.
Okay.
You can do news.
Okay, I just thought you had a news story, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? I think I did, but I've forgotten what it was.
Fine. I've got a few anyway.
Okay.
Zachary Quinto, you know him. He played Spock in the newer versions of Star Trek, and he's been in stuff. He's the guy that's been in stuff. Anyway, him and Hank Azaria and obviously a whole other cast are going to be part of a murder mystery limited series for, oh, it's like this new network. It's this new streaming network called The Network over in the US. It's free. It's got ads in it, which is how it's free. And it's also a studio in itself, so it makes stuff for itself, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah. But
this is going to be called The Artist, and it is created, executive produced, written and directed by the bloke and the founder of The Network, which is Aaron Rappatey. Aaron. It's a different spelling to Aram than I know. It's A-R-A-M. I know A-R-U-M.
Oh, no, I know an A-R-A-M.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We should get them to meet up.
Mine's kind of young.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So this will be set in, it was called The Twilight of the Gilded Age, and I went, hang on a second, what? So I looked it up. It's the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows an ensemble of celebrities of the time, like Thomas Edison and like all those kind of people. And they meet at a home of a bloke called Norman Henry, who's an eccentric and failing tycoon. And then he meets his demise. And then I guess we're going to have to try and guess who did it.
Was it on a weekend where someone mysteriously invited all of the Rat Pack
and
of that
day. And they
probably
didn't know it. They didn't know any of them.
No, because at that time there's no internet. There's not much photos being distributed widely.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there.
Could you open the door a little bit for Betty? She needs to help. I'm sorry.
Betty, you literally could do it yourself.
No. Stop. She hasn't figured out how to do that yet.
God, you're a cat. You just push your way through.
Come on, Bet.
Hello,
come on.
You.
She's so cute.
Come on, your legs.
Okay, Betty's in. Like Betty and Eddie are real executive producers. That's why I was like, you have to let her in.
Yeah.
This has, do you remember, like, there were quite a few of those shows and movies around maybe the early 2000s, and it's making me want to watch. Do you remember The Cat's Meow?
Oh, I love that. I think I have it on DVD. Again.
Really? Okay, yeah. we got to dig that out, throw it in the PlayStation and watch it.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
And like Edward Herman.
Am I?
Mr. Gilmore.
Was, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Mm. Was Robert Downey Jr. in it? No, Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
He was in it. Yeah. Great cast. Anyway, that's going to come out.
I do love those sorts of murder mysteries.
You get addicted to them. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm in it.
Remember I watched one a few months ago with Misha Barton in it? Can't remember the name of it. But it was the same thing.
I do remember.
Sort of,
and wasn't it English or something? Like she was doing an accent? Mm-hmm. Was she born in England? There was something about her. Or maybe she's moved there.
I don't remember.
Maybe she just went there to be in that show. This one's for you. Andy Cohen.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Said Real Housewives of Dubai. Put on pause.
Pause, yeah.
It's only been 2 seasons. And he said, I mean, a pause is a pause is a pause is a pause. But look, I love Dubai. I love what we built there. We're looking at what we're doing with Jersey. We had this housewives drought over the summer, which everyone was complaining about, and I think it's about getting the rollout so that it's a steady stream and the right amount of shows.
Yeah.
He said that the Real Housewives of New Jersey were put on pause. Did you talked about it, but I don't know if you watched the end of it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did.
So
okay,
they didn't have a reunion.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what it was because of Teresa and Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. And it's run its course.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
They are never reconciling in a way that would make a show any good. And the others were just taking sides. So
is Melissa still married to her brother?
Yeah.
So they're not friends, like that family's just.
No. Teresa blew up her whole family. So
what, including her kids?
No, she's got her kids on her side.
Okay.
But, you know, she's ostracized cousins. Mm. She's been, you know, in the press awful about other parts of her family.
Shame.
Mm. I think the housewives, and I think it's going to land squarely on Andy Cohen and Bravo, but I do feel like they're at the precipice of either being really clever production-wise and continuing the franchise in a really successful way, or the franchise as a whole has almost jumped the shark.
When you say a whole, do you mean all of Housewives?
I think all of Housewives. Wow. And I feel like it has almost fallen in to a very formulaic way that fits. And maybe it's that's part of the franchise, wherever around the world they are. But it's a group of people who there are some that do really know each other, some who are sort of outsiders who pretend that they know each other or have just met. There are dinners and lunches where they just fight, and then they take them away on a holiday, which is great because they're all jet lagged, tired.
Drunk,
fighting over things that don't really matter, come back all angry with each other. So I kind of feel like, you know, somebody, for myself, somebody who really enjoys Housewives, when I'm sort of watching seasons going, I don't know about this.
Can I ask you a question about Bravo stuff?
Mm.
How do you feel about, okay, you've said that. How do you feel about Below Deck?
Well, it's almost going the same way.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is it me growing up? Maybe it's me.
Maybe you need a break because I'm having a bit of a break from Below Deck, but I have every intention of watching more.
Look, I do feel like I have had breaks from Below Deck.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Because I'm not up to the current episode. I'm probably a couple behind. But I feel like Below Deck is, it's gone the other way where it tries to change the crew so much that in most of the franchises, you've got the captain as the only consistent. The captain is such a minimal part, isn't it really? Like it is.
I'm angry.
Yeah. I'm going to threaten that I'll fire you, but I won't. Mm. But it's the crew that you watch for, right? So I feel like with Below Deck Sailing, you've got Captain Glenn and he's very different to the others. So I think you warm to him a bit more.
He's Canadian.
But in the recent one, Daisy's there and Gary's there. And if they weren't there or if there was only one of them, I don't think it would work. I think you would watch it, but it'd be the show that you watch scrolling on your phone and being like, oh, I did watch the episode, but I don't really remember what happened. So I think Below Deck needs to try and secure cast members more.
So it's a balancing act of a bit of both.
It is, isn't it?
I get you. Yeah, I get you.
I mean, I speak as a pure Bravo expert.
Mm. I mean,
I don't
you're
know
the expert
why they don't
here.
Get me on.
It doesn't
panels.
Make any sense. It really makes no sense. Pamela Hayden is a lady who's had the same job for 35 years. She's the voice of Milhouse and a lot of other characters on The Simpsons. I actually heard about this last week, but we didn't talk about it, so I wanted to talk about it. She said, the time has come for me to hang up the microphone, but how do I say goodbye to The Simpsons?
Really?
Not easily. It's been an honour and a joy to have worked on such a funny, witty, groundbreaking show. She was Jimbo Jones, Rod Flanders, Janie Malibu Stacy, and a whole heap of others. Now, the reason I put it in, I mean, obviously The Simpsons is big, so it's people would be interested, but 35 years in the entertainment industry doing the same job.
But
how?
The same character.
Yeah.
That's not just I'm an actor.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's huge.
Now, she's retiring because I'm assuming, let's go back to 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been 30, probably at the youngest, 30. Mm-hmm. That takes her up to 65 years old. She's retirement age.
Yeah.
She'd probably be very rich. Betty's back because she heard something about famous animated characters and she thinks we're going to talk about Betty Boop. We're not.
Talking about Simpsons, Nancy Cartwright, do you know who her niece is?
No.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, she's a singer.
Yeah.
Cartwright and Carpenter. Interesting.
Yeah.
Want to have a look at pictures of them, actually, side by side them. I like that. Very good. I'm about to talk about something I don't know much of, but it made me think about when we were interested in it. Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
We played that for a bit.
Yeah.
We didn't buy anything.
Oh, God, no. What a waste.
Now, we would have played that 2018, something like that.
Yeah.
So Epic Games owns it. And they'll be asking for more money, when they make the changes to the battle pass, which is like the monthly, I'm going to buy this battle pass and then you get things and credits to spend in game. They have not changed the price of their battle passes since late 2017.
Good on them.
This is the first price hike.
Wow.
Now, this is in American dollars, so you can pick – I'm reading this and not really know what I'm saying, so I'm just going to read it. You can pick up to 1,000 V-Bucks on the Epic Games Store for $8.99 US, which I think is about $14 here, right? Yeah. You used to be able to get I think it goes up by 50. So you would get – It's all about V-Bucks, so you would get maybe 1,500 or something, or 1,050, and now you're only getting 1,000. So they've lessened the amount, and there's changes in what you get in there. But
it didn't have the price hike because
it's so popular, it didn't need to.
But also, I would think the majority of their gaming community are younger people using their parents' credit cards.
I get a $50 Epic Games gift voucher for my birthday. Yep. That'll set me up for months.
Yeah. Whereas I'm not at liberty to just constantly go purchase.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I wonder what Rockstar has done in terms of their in-game purchases, or if surely they have them. They must have them for GTA 5 because that game's been around since 2012.
That's how they make their money now, isn't it?
It's literally that cash cow that people talk about.
Yeah.
That's why they held off GTA 6 for so long.
It's money that's money-making off stuff that doesn't actually exist, right?
Yeah.
It's
kind of like your NFT thing. Remember NFT, not yours, but the NFT thing from a couple of years ago, and everybody was like, we're not doing that. Get out. Speaking of get out news.
Get out. We're finished with you till next week.
Exactly. But we do want to welcome in
the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What you been watching?
I've been watching a new series. Now, Leah, if I was going to ask you a question, I'll ask you the question. When is the perfect time to start a new series? I heard your answer. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
You're right. The right time to start is when a second season's about to be released.
Yep. Then you get a whole season.
You get a whole season. So you go back to season one, and by the time you finish season one, voila, season two has appeared.
You're ready to go. You're part of the fan group.
You've done it. You've done it in the most efficient way ever. That's what I did, ladies and gentlemen. I found the show called Based on a True Story. Now, I found it on Foxtel and Binge. It is a dark comedy, kind of murder mystery in a way. I want you to think along the same sort of vein, same sort of comedy as like Santa Clarita Diet, the one with Christina Applegate, Death. Oh, gosh.
I was only recommended that 2 days ago and I was like, have I seen that? Death to you? No.
Death to me. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That Santa Clarita Diet, the Christina Applegate show, Flight Attendant.
Oh, yeah.
It's all of that sort of thing.
Oh, Flight Attendant.
It's a good one. Now, I'm glad that you said that because Kaylee Cuoco, whose name I can't quite pronounce and I do apologise.
Do you think she knows how to?
Maybe not. She might have just made it up. So she was one of the stars in Big Bang Theory.
She was the girl.
She was the girl.
Who wasn't Blossom.
Yes. She was also the girl in Flight Attendant. Now, she leads this cast of Based on a True Story along with Chris Messina. Mm-hmm. You'll know him from everything. Yep. It is set in LA and I won't give any spoilers away, but what's really good about it is pretty early on, you're in on the knowledge of the murder. So it's not one of those.
Kind of like
you're not
the Fall.
Yeah, you're not in the detective's eyes. you're in this married couple's eyes. Now, they're sort of being hit on sort of hard financial times and they're not really sure like how they're going to proceed. She's trying to sell real estate. He's a tennis coach who's sort of reliving his glory days as a professional, and they were a long time ago, and they're welcoming a baby soon. And they meet this guy, befriend him, and at the same time she is very, very obsessed with murder podcasts, so true crime podcasts.
Classic. She's the demographic.
She is the demographic. And while listening to some of these podcasts, she solves one of the crimes. She figures it out.
So Oh, that's a fun premise.
Really good, right? So they're like, we're down on our luck. I've got no money. Baby on the way. What are we going to do? So they essentially blackmail the murderer.
I love this.
To be like, we're going to do a podcast. We will keep your anonymity. The catch is no more murders. So if you do this with us and we become viral, no more murders. And he's like, but this is my story. Yeah, it's based on a true story. So anyway, they're accomplices now, right? Mm. Now, it's a really clever show. Really clever in that there are, trying not to give too much away, there are little scenes and moments that as the audience you kind of go, oh, what? And then it all changes and you go, okay.
So they're massive twists and turns.
But fun, really fun, and they don't last for long. So they don't send you down a garden path for a really, really long time, which is really good. I got it, as I said, the best time to start a new series is when a second season's coming out. This is where I'm going to put my money on. This is one of the best shows that I have seen, is that the end of season one, there was a cliffhanger. The odds on that cliffhanger and the stakes on that cliffhanger were not so great that you were like, holy moly, the beginning of season two is either going to completely change this show that I've fallen in love with. You know how cliffhangers do that? You come back and you go, oh, my goodness.
Half the cast is gone. Yeah, I'm not interested.
What were you doing? I got invested and loved this show. I wanted a second season. You changed it all. In my head, when I saw the cliffhanger, there was one answer to it and they did it. No, I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you. And they went there. And it was such an easy way out for the story just to continue that as somebody who was just watching season one, I just ran straight into season two.
Amazing.
And it was perfect. It was really good. Yeah, there was a slight change of time frame from one season to the other, but it kept jumping back, so it didn't make it feel like, oh, suddenly we're 3 years later and we don't know who anybody is. It wasn't that at all. It's a really good recommendation. I want you to get onto it.
Or binge.
It's called Based on a True Story. There's one more tidbit that I want to tell you about. As I said, Kaylee Kuroko's Kaylee Coco's, I don't know, character is pregnant in the series. That pregnancy was written in because just after she was cast, she fell pregnant. So she was cast. It was all going along. They were actually going to be parents to older children, like late teens, early 20s.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
Her?
Okay. Yeah. And she had to go to production and be like, so what do you reckon about like a pregnancy? And they went, why? And she was like, oh,
of course.
Sorry.
It's either that or I wear heavy, large jacket and a massive bag like Grace in Will and Grace.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what she said about it, she goes, it was the perfect solution. I didn't have to hide anything. I could wear clothes that suited me. And watching her, I actually looked it up to see if she was pregnant because I thought the way she's acting and the – this sounds awful, but it's true. The tiredness in her face, I was like, that is true pregnancy. Yeah, right. That, yes, she can act and she can be herself, but that is perfect. And there were just some moments where I thought, that's not a fake belly.
That's cool.
And it was really interesting reading her recount of it and just saying, it was great. They just gave me free rein to be myself within this character. And how liberating. I was like, okay.
Definitely.
We'll just rewrite, like it's minor tweaks. It doesn't actually change the whole basis of the story, but cool, huh?
That's really, really cool. Two seasons are out or?
Two seasons are out.
So all of the episodes are out?
All of them are out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can just watch it as you want.
I am. I was going to, and then I thought, no, I'm going to savor it a little bit.
Yeah, enjoy it.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And when you're a little bit tired, you don't want to waste an episode.
No.
So I've watched two episodes of the new season.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're only just in it, but it's the excitement.
Yeah.
I only had to watch one episode because there was only one of an hour-long documentary on SBS On Demand called Osha Gunsberg,
A
World
of
Pain.
Osha, I haven't watched it. I just saw it being advertised.
Osha is – so we found him first on Channel V. He had long hair, probably had a goatee or something, and he was the host, like he was a VJ.
And he wasn't Osha.
He wasn't Osha. He was just known as Andrew G. And he had come from Brisbane, I think. I don't know why I remember this. Brisbane. And he was he was either a little bit of like your Triple M Today FM kind of announcer, DJ. Or else he was just he might have just been the filler in guy.
I thought
bit of promos, like
but
driving
he was
around.
A true muso.
Oh, like, yeah, he was
lived
in bands.
And breathed
absolutely
music.
Loved it. Knew everything about it, and he was so good as a VJ and interviewing people because you could tell that he was seriously interested.
Yeah.
In what he was, like, who he was talking to. What he was asking them, they would go to the big day outs and Channel V would be there and they would interview literally every band and act.
But any band that came to Australia or act was interviewed at Channel V.
And usually by
him. In front of a live
or Yumi.
Studio audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't just the big festivals.
No. Channel V was a great channel back in the day. It was so busy. There was so much going on.
I'm missing that.
Oh, so much. Not? We used to only watch that channel.
Yeah, you'd get home and you'd put that on.
Just put it on and that was the rest. That was until you went to bed, pretty much. He went on to be the host of The Australian Bachelor and Masked Singer.
Australian Idol.
Australian Idol, that's right. He was too with James Matheson, who was also from Channel V. He has gone on to do podcasts and everything. And he does a lot of interesting bits and pieces now because I think he's not on The Bachelor anymore. I think there was – I remember seeing something maybe on his Instagram account that he was either let go or the show's not on anymore or there's been a change.
Mm.
So he's now doing these kind of one-off things. Documentaries, and this one is about chronic pain, you know, pain that just won't go away.
Yeah.
And the reason he did it, and it starts off like this, he said it got to a point in his life, I think he was about 20s, where he decided he would start running. And he was running all the time, getting nice and healthy and enjoying it, but then his hips would get sore and they wouldn't get unsore, you know what I mean? The pain wouldn't go away and they got worse and worse and worse. And then he needed a hip replacement.
Gosh.
Like this guy's what?
Young.
50 maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. But this is years ago that he had that hip replacement. Anyway, it didn't quite work and then he had more pain and, you know, he's okay now, but he was talking about the fact that this chronic pain just never goes away. So he's talking to different people in Australia, whether they be medical professionals or patients, about their pain, what happened to them, how they're getting through it and how they're moving forward. And there was this one lady that he spoke to. She was in her 20s. She has had since she was 14 endometriosis.
Oh yeah.
And she was basically being interviewed by him just before she had her last ditch effort to try and have a life.
Yeah.
Basically.
And it can be debilitating. Oh,
absolutely. She said that there would be times it's not unusual for her to just be lying on the floor in her bathroom, just sweating, white, in pain, unable to do anything. Anyway, so he spoke to her and a lot of other people within this hour-long interview. And I really like the way he interviews. It's different to when he was in Channel V in that he's not talking to like cool Dave Grohl or anything, so he doesn't have to be cool. But do you remember when he was interviewing those bands, those singers, he would always try and have like a personal contact with them. Not as in, oh, I want to be friends with you because you're famous. Like that was the way he was trying to get the best out of the interview.
It made it genuine.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't try hard.
And that's what he's doing in this as well, except he's had 20 years of more practice.
But, you know, he's – I think the interviewing on Channel V – is a very stark difference from the hosting of The Bachelor and totally Australian different. Idol.
You don't see him. It's not him.
To then go back to interviewing.
He must love
it. I think interviewing is an incredibly difficult skill. Hosting would be much easier. Could essentially be a script.
Mm-hmm. Often is.
Yeah.
Good bit of chicken, sorry.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
See me interviewing you.
Yeah. Another thing about Osher is I still remember he was vegetarian.
Me too.
How do we remember this stuff?
Didn't he get a little bit
like
vocal righteous about a change of lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. Osher Gunsberg, A World of Pain, SBS On Demand. I reckon it's worth
it. I'm really glad you watched that because I have been seeing it because I have been constantly going back to SBS On Demand to try and finish watching The Trial, The Death on a Staircase one.
I was going to watch that and then I saw this and I went,
Well, they only do one episode a week.
Yeah, so I can catch up.
Yeah, and you can because I got really annoyed last Tuesday.
Why?
Because it was a Wednesday and it hadn't been released. I was really gunning for it. I was like, oh, come on, next episode.
Yeah, I like it when you have that kind of show. Mm. It's really nice. Really want to talk about one other thing that I decided to watch. Okay. I was like, I'm still watching things from other parts of the world.
Mm.
And I saw this thing on Netflix.
Mm.
And it was a season two, like season two just out. I went, well, I know I've got to watch season one,
said, right? Stop it.
Yeah. And it was called Zombieverse. So obviously I was going to be interested. Okay. It's from Korea. It took me a while to be like, what? And then get my head into it and be like, okay, just going to go along with it. So I'm thinking Walking Dead. I'm thinking this kind of thing. But it's like it's supposed to be almost like, it's not, but it is. It's filmed like it's a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're on Big Brother or something and the world breaks out into a zombie apocalypse. And
on the reality show.
Yeah. So these guys are, you know how, the best way I can describe it is, you know, when you watch Japanese shows and they'll have people reacting to stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
These were the people who were reacting to stuff that was happening on a Bachelor kind of show or Love at First Sight kind of show. And then suddenly there's a sick woman in the reality show contestants. She turns into a zombie and then it's just a bloodbath.
Carnage.
And these are like the hosts or like celebrity people that have gotten in to like comment on it. So they all end up going on this like just adventure of trying to survive.
Is this funny?
It's funny.
Okay.
But it took me a while to figure out if it was funny.
Yeah, okay.
Because a lot was going on. There was a lot of genres that either I was like, what is happening? Is this, is not a reality. It can't be a real reality show.
Should have read a synopsis.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are moments in it where they come into a situation, for example, a service station, they need petrol.
Yeah.
A few zombies around.
Yeah.
Suddenly I felt like I was watching a co-op video game where all the players are different people and they're trying to figure out how to work together to get the petrol and then leave.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a lot of genres all in one.
That was their muse.
I think maybe it was. I'm kind of into it a little bit. But obviously.
Have you made it to season two?
No, I've watched two episodes.
Oh, yeah,
because
you did say that. Sorry.
Christmas movies. I have to keep watching them. Okay. You said that there is a quiz for me. So should we get into it? Because ding dong, hello, is that quiz time?
It is. This quiz is called It's About Time for a Real Housewives Quiz. So I've made one for you.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Okay.
So this has a little bit of a backstory, but
– can I eat chorizo whilst you talk?
Yeah, go on. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 14 is just about to premiere, if not already has by the time this
14
goes. Yeah. So their taglines have just been released. So I read the tagline and you can guess the housewife, okay? I'll give you the names of the housewives just to so that you've got, you don't have to make it up.
Oh, we can
entirely.
All play along.
Yeah,
okay.
We can all play along. Yep. So we have Kyle. I'm not giving surnames because I don't want to give anything away. Sutton, Garcelle, Erica, Bazoma, Dorit. That's it. Okay. How many was that?
Six.
Mm. Perfect. Because that fits perfectly into our quiz structure. Six, yep. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? You've got your.
So these are the ones at the beginning of the show where it'll show them.
They turn.
It'll be like
and they
Erica,
flash
and
it.
She'll be like, "When I'm on a quiz, I know how to answer the questions." Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
And sometimes they're really cringy, and other times you're like, "Oh snap! You nailed that one." And then there are other ones where you're like, "You wrote that yourself," and it doesn't.
Do they change
work.
Every season?
Not okay, every okay. franchise. Some franchises, oh, okay. yes. Okay. Some franchises, no. Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
In Beverly Hills, money buys a lot, but my independence, priceless.
I feel like I've heard this one. Independence. So it's a lady who has her own career. Is it Erica?
It is Erica.
She's always by yeah. herself. I mean, she's probably not, but like my memory is that's what she is.
And she's going through a big thing with her husband who's okay. being... indicted.
Didn't even know she had a husband.
So yeah. Aaron Brockovich was based on his.
Really?
He was one of the lawyers on that one and turned out to not be a very nice man. Okay. So anyway, here we go. Next one. These heels have eyes and they're all staring at me.
Oh my God, that's horrible. I love it. Bazoma.
No.
Okay. These hills have eyes. Who would say something like that?
Someone who is being followed a lot by paparazzi.
Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Introducing the greatest product
oh
I've
God.
Ever marketed. Myself.
Okay. So it's someone who's in marketing. That's a bad
That's
one.
That's so bad.
There are a few names that I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with one of them. Is it Garcelle?
No. You should know Garcelle. She was in Coming to America.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not her then.
It's not her.
It's either Sutton or Bazoma. Bazoma.
Yes. Tick.
Ding, 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 it's like saying ding, the name, ding, to
yeah.
be honest with you.
I don't know if
she's
that's
a
how
marketer.
You pronounce it. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
You ready?
So we've still got Dorit, Sutton and Garcelle. Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. I might look like a doll.
Right.
But don't wind me up. That couldn't possibly be more housewives.
That's
Dorit. That's Dorit.
It's Dorit. She's so annoying. That is something she would say. Okay,
and
Sutton and
she
Garcelle.
Was on the verge of being fired, so she's going to come
oh,
out
she's
all
really
guns
bad.
Blazing.
Okay, yeah, okay, great.
Like she's going to leave just carcasses everywhere.
Ah, nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this game too long to play by someone else's rules.
This is
rules.
Garcelle.
That's Garcelle. Yeah.
Too long. Coming to America was like 1988.
Yeah.
There were clues. Okay,
there
so
are clues.
Can you tell us Sutton's one?
Okay. I honor my fine Southern manners by putting you in your place.
What's the? There's one in Atlanta. How did she not be in Atlanta? Because she lives in Beverly Hills.
She lives in Beverly
okay,
Hills.
Yeah. But she's still got the accent.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She lived in New York for a very long time.
Does she know elegance is wasted, my friend? Luann?
Probably. Okay. She knows people from OC.
Mm.
But she also, now not many people would know this, but she worked in contemporary dance, New York contemporary dance with Merce Cunningham. So she's like got background and then married a very, very wealthy businessman.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was fun. I think
that
went
fun?
Quite well. Like it was fun because I was able to have a think and try and like it wasn't.
Yeah.
Not all of them were guesses. Some of them, like
they were educated
like,
guesses.
Clues.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Is that your first Housewives quiz?
Yes,
you nailed it.
Can I tell you something that then we'll forget and we'll retell it next week?
Okay.
I wrote a quiz this week because there was a Beverly because there was no what was it New Jersey and Dubai story.
Yes.
I wrote a quiz called Finally a Real Housewives Quiz. So we'll do that one next week.
Yes.
We've already written it.
Oh my God, I'm in love. For No Housewives to two in a row.
Mm-hmm. You deserved
it. You've made my year.
Early Christmas.
That is the top five.
Oh, dear Stephanie, I would like to thank you for the quiz and also thank you very much.
Don't underestimate this face. I'm very good at quizzes.